Good morning, and it is February already. Can you believe it? Already the year is flying by. I'm Twanda Black. Joining me this morning, our psychotherapist and relationship expert, author, speaker, Dr. Joyce Morley, and actress. We can add that on there, right?
Surely can. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Happy Love Day. I love you every day of the year. Doesn't matter. You know, we're going to talk about small rituals, small things that can make big romances. I think, you know, you look at a lot of relationships, and I'm always looking at others' relationships, especially in my family, and you don't see that romance.
That's right. You don't see the romance.
Mm-mm, mm-hmm, mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
People are many times together, Twanda, just for the sake of being together, and they call it a business, you know, relationship.
Wow.
And it's like, if you're going to treat that person you with, that woman or that man that you got with, like you do your business, then you're subject to it going bankrupt. You're subject to it falling apart. You're subject to not being able to have all the assets in it, because that means that you're going to do enough to keep it going, but you won't do enough to keep it there for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's really interesting. And so, you know, when you see couples not talking or not touching or any of that, you're like, I wonder what that's like, how, you know, being in that relationship, and is everybody getting their needs met? You know, it's just an interesting thing to see.
It is. But the other thing is, Twanda, it's not so much also whether they're getting their needs met. Do they know what
their needs are?
Do they ever talk about, here's what I need, here's what I want?
Yeah.
And so as we talk about some of these rituals, part of that is being able to have that conversation, being able to talk about what each other needs, and being able to say, can I meet those needs?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, do I want to meet those needs? Am I willing to meet those needs? Because meeting the needs of somebody that you love means that you have to sacrifice. There's a part of you that has to be sacrificed. There's some time that has to be sacrificed. There's some things that have to be done in order for you to be able to say, I'm going to reach outside of myself because I love this person
mm-hmm.
enough in order for me to encompass what he or she needs, because I love them that much. And it takes a lot. We've got to be willing to do that. And you're right. How do people go together? You'll see them at restaurants. They're not even talking.
Mm-mm.
Why are you even out here?
Not even looking at each other.
Right. You know, they're not looking at each other. There's no touching. So how do you eat? You know, I like being around people that I like when I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I don't really like the people that I'm around, I want to be around them. I don't want to be around them eating, because that's such a special time also.
It is. It is. So my input before you start your things is, you know, the five love languages.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I went through this before we got married to understand what's our love language, you know, because my love language, because I like, you know, acts of service, doesn't mean he likes acts of service. So I can't put that on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the five love languages is words of affirmation. Do you say nice things? Does that person need that affirmation from you? No matter what it is, not, you know, do my butt look big in these pants, but, you know, you look really nice in there. Oh, my gosh, you smell so good. Oh, you did a great job on this.
Yes.
Quality time.
Yes.
You know, that not necessarily spending time in front of the television, because it means spending time with each other. Yeah, with
yes.
each other, doing nothing if you want to be, or
right.
reading, or
right.
talking to each other, receiving
right.
gifts. I have a girlfriend. She likes gifts. If her man ain't giving her gifts, she is not happy. She wants trinkets to say, you know, he was thinking about me. He loves me because he gave me this gift.
Mm-hmm.
Acts of service. If I come home, trash is empty, you know, maybe the dishes are done or my husband has cooked, he can get anything he wants from me. Because
right.
I love that. I love that.
And it's a small thing.
Yeah.
Look at what it says about him to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then also look at the message that you've given to him when you acknowledge
absolutely
how great it is.
Absolutely. Thank you, honey. I appreciate this so, so much. And then physical touch.
Yes.
My husband is a physical touch. I'm an acts of service. So I have to make sure that I spend time, or I walk by him and touch him,
right.
or that I rub his head sometimes, or I hold his hand. Those things are important to him.
They're very important.
Right.
So you're recognizing what his needs are,
mm-hmm.
and he's recognizing what yours are.
Exactly, because we don't love the same.
That's right.
And so just remember that when you're talking about romance. And I'll tell you a funny story. When we were dating, my husband went out. He got the biggest steaks. He got lobster. He got scallops. And he brought them to the house. He cranked up the grill, had everything going. And so by the time I got home from work, and my mom got home from work, I got home first. And he was like, honey, I made dinner. Here's the steak and the lobster and scallops.
Wow.
And I said, oh, sweetheart, this, and I had this big goofy grin on my face. I was like, this is so beautiful. But you know what? I don't eat any of those.
Wow.
So when my mom got home, she was so happy because she got to eat all of her favorites.
That one dozen, somebody in the family can use this.
Oh, my God. But he was just like, what?
Right. But it was the gesture. It's the fact that he made that movement. And even though you didn't eat it, he still looked at the fact that there was something was done. You knew then. You could appreciate it.
Yes.
So that's why y'all married.
It was so funny, though. But now he just asked me. He says, you're so different. I just have to ask first.
Right. And so that's part of it. And I think a lot of times we try to say what people need based on what we believe we need.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's simple. That's one of those simple rituals on a weekly basis. Honey, what do you need?
Yes.
What can I do? Is there anything you need from me? Anything I can help you to do? We can't take it for granted because of the fact that we're with someone that we know what they need all the time. We don't. People grow. Their mindsets change.
Yes.
Their attitudes change. Their behaviors change. And so while you're trying to come out of what you believe and what you think and assuming, it might be something different. But it will make it a lot easier. It makes it easier for you to love each other because you become so selfless that you're willing to come out yourself and begin to say, what do you need? What can I do for you?
Right. I asked my husband one time, long time ago, when we first got married, I said, honey, I want to know what I can do to make you happy. You should have seen his eyes.
Wow.
It was like a deer caught in the headlights. What? And so he couldn't answer that question for me. He was so shocked. He says, I'm happy. And I said, okay, you sure? Because I want to know if there's something else I can do to make this even a better relationship. So when you become selfless that way and you care more about your spouse than you care about yourself, you care about making them happy.
Yes.
That's a great thing.
That's a great thing. That's a great thing. So, you know, you get together and we all see each other and the reasons that we get together, you know, it could have been like you talk about those skinny jeans she had on. It could have been that tie. You know, I'm a tie lover.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, you know, I think guys think I'm flirting with them. I just like nice ties.
Me too.
I like to see guys in nice ties. And what was that that drew you together? And I think over time, we forget.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a little thing. It wasn't $1 million because he didn't have it and you didn't have
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know, the fact that he held the door as you were going out the store instead of letting it slam in your face. And we get together, but we tend to forget what was it that attracted us to each other and what was it that brought us together. So one of the first things I talk about, the small rituals, is going down memory lane. Every now and then you got to go back down memory lane. Revisit the restaurant. You remember that movie you first went to, that theater? You know, look at the photos you took. Everybody was taking selfies, taking pictures of each other. You didn't have anyone to take your pictures. And then remember the good times, the exciting times. Sometimes just sit with each other, just the two of you on the couch. Go to the park and reminisce about those great times and the great things that brought you all together as you go about.
Yes.
Then you want to remember that first date, Twana, I'm sure, as you talked about when your husband came over and he did all the cooking and all that. You can talk about it. You remember that. You didn't forget it.
Mm-mm.
Every now and then to remind him, that was a great thing, even though I didn't eat all of that cook, but it was great.
Yes.
Talk about that first date. Oh, honey, here's what I saw in you. Remember that? Those glistening eyes. Remember that smile. Oh, I know it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
I know it's been 15 years, but I remember the first date.
Mm-hmm.
So it's those things of remembering and not forgetting that keeps you together. Because, you know, we tend to, as human beings, Twanda, to remember the negativity, the negative things. Anything positive gets so caught up in the negative because oftentimes more negative things seem to happen.
Yes.
But you can keep the positive in the forefront by speaking about it, talking about it, and remember when she comes out in the morning, girl, you look the same way you did on the first day. Boy, I remember that first date, and man, you look just as handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he might not have a six-pack, it's gone down to, what, a two-pack?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but just to say, you look the same way you did on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
So after you go down memory lane, reminiscing about that first date, you also want to make sure that you commemorate the anniversary of when you got together. And not just the wedding anniversary, because everybody's not married. Commemorate when you had that first date and be counting. So if you're counting the days, you know, we count the deaths of people. We remember when people died. We can tell you the minute, the hour, and all those things
mm-hmm.
like that. And so I say to people, you don't want to celebrate. You don't want to mourn the loss of people. Celebrate the love that you had.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an opportunity for you to celebrate and commemorate the anniversary.
Okay.
And you can give a little trinket. You can give something. You don't have
mm-hmm.
to give anything. Just be with each other.
Amen.
Now, these married people out here, what about that lovemaking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was one, that's a very, very, you know, important part to being together.
It is.
Okay? And you can make love in so many different ways. You can make love with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can make love with your conversation. Then you have the intercourse. You have all of that. But learn how to celebrate and be able to get to that first lovemaking was a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It was something you shared up and with each other at that particular time. An intellectual stimulation, that was a lovemaking that you had. So how do you celebrate that first lovemaking? So all of it is about remembering, celebrating, and then begin to reminisce with each other as to why you fell in love. What was it? And what I say to couples sometimes, Twana, to keep this fire going, take some paper and write down, here's five reasons why I fell in love with you.
Oh.
And share it with each other. Sit down on the floor. You know, I have a book that's going to be coming out this year talking about the 30 Days Relationship Makeover. Sit on the floor, take out those five things, and exchange it. Honey, this is why I fell in love with you. And what you want to make sure is to say, and the love still grows. Here's why I fell in love with you. Remember before you talked about why you were attracted to each other, but here's why I fell in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the five things, the reason why I fell in love with you. And then one of the other things you want to do is start doing handwritten notes. You know, when you get ready to go to bed at night, let me come into the kitchen. What is this note? What is this?
Mm-hmm.
On a nice looking paper, smelling good. Here's a note. I just want to say I love you. I just want to say I thank you. I just want to say that you're important to me.
Wow.
Do you know how important
mm-hmm.
you are?
Mm-hmm.
You really fit. We're like a hand and a glove. We fit together. You know they used to say those sorts of things to get you.
Oh, yeah.
But after they get
and
you.
And they forget about it.
Forget about it. So it's taking yourself back to doing these handwritten ones because we used to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you when you give those little notes, you're going to keep them.
Put them in a lunchbox, too. I used to do that to my husband
right.
when he was taking lunch. He doesn't
right.
do that now, but I would slip a little note in there and just say, I hope you're having a blessed day, or
right.
I love you, or I'm thinking about you, you know, and stuff like that. But because now, of course, we do it on text.
Do it on text.
Yeah.
But people, you know, I still write a lot. You
mm-hmm.
know, I like handwritten stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And text just does not have the favor nor the flavor of the emotion that you need to have. Sometimes it comes across
True.
The wrong way.
True.
So the fact that you would take a minute. A few words doesn't have to be a long letter. Now, you can write a letter
mm-hmm.
of love if that's what you like, but just a few words, put it down on some paper and leave it. Now, you know, Twanda, when there were problems in the situation and you wanted to key a car and break a window out, you use that car to do it. Well, I'm saying take that same car now and leave a note on the dashboard
mm-hmm.
inside. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that other person, when you wanted them, you'd leave one on the outside because you couldn't get on the inside.
Uh-huh.
But now that you're together, leave a note on the inside of the dash. Put one on the seat of the car.
Yeah.
So when they get ready to go to work in the morning, you will see that that makes their day. So when they come back home, you and them are together again
mm-hmm.
because of those handwritten notes. And then think about, again, I talked about those five wonderful things, why I love you and being with you. You can want to make sure that you also look at what are some of the things that I want to do for you, that I can do for you, and that I'm willing to do for you.
Right.
Come up with 5 things.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want to do for you because I love you so much. Here's what I can do for you, and here's what I'm willing to do.
Mm.
Because there are a lot of times I want to do some things, but I might not be able to do it. And, you know, but am I willing to do it? 5 things. Get together and give it to them. And then you can exchange that again. So what I'm helping you to do is constantly communicate, which is the base and the basis of love, romance. These little rituals that will keep that communication door open. Because when I stop talking and when we're not talking, then you know that we're headed down the wrong
path. You know, make me think about how you fall in love and you fall out of love. You fall in love. It's kind of a cycle.
Yes.
You love them.
Yes.
But sometimes you love them more than, you know, that time. And sometimes you're like, you fall in and you fall out. You fall
right.
in. But these are things that will help you continue the cycle of falling in love.
Falling in love.
Yeah.
That's right. Falling in love.
Or being in love. Right.
It's keeping, you know, mm-hmm. we like to have, you know, it's been chilly over the last couple of months and we kept the fireplace going. We put another log on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying here, put another log on the fire.
Right. That's what we just did. We can't wait till it gets cold because we love our fireplace and our den. And when it was cold, I was like, honey, I can't wait till you get home to put the log on the, you know, put the logs on the fire.
Right.
And we sat and had dinner in front of the fire and watched TV. We talked. It was nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And those same sparks that you see flying in that fireplace, we want the same sparks flying in your romance and your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not talking about situations here of convenience. We're talking about true relationships where you're relating to and with each other. You want to be with each other. You have a commitment to and with each other. So you see the different colors. That's what should be happening in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The different sparks, the different colors coming together that says no matter what happens, we are just going to be together. That if we fall, we're going to pick each other back up.
Right.
So that's what it's all about. That rib out of Adam's side is to connotate being side by side. Boy, I got your back. Girl, I got your back. I'm going to be with you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And if just by chance something is going on with you, I'm going to be there with you because that's what it's all about.
Right. And if we're faltering, because I love you as a friend, first of all, and you got to love your spouse as your friend.
As a friend.
That's kind of what got to be your best friend.
Best friend.
I'm not saying you got to do everything with them, but that's the person you're sharing things with.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So you don't want to see your spouse fail.
No.
You don't want to see them fall. So you go and you help pick them up.
That's right.
No matter what it is.
Right.
And then he'll do the same for you or she'll do the same for you.
That's
it's really important.
If your spouse, your mate fails, then you fail.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way you've got to look at it. And no matter what happens, is working on that relationship. And, you know, I talk about also handmade cards. You know, we're so busy going to the stores buying these cards.
Yeah.
Get whatever you need and sit and make a handmade card. You remember the children?
Mm-hmm.
When your children were little?
I got all mine. Me too.
I'm looking at it now.
Mm-hmm.
He drew these little hearts and all these things. Oh, Grandma, I love you. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just because there is that something coming from inside of you where you actually contributed to it. The store-bought cards are great, but when it comes from your thoughts, when it comes from your love, it comes from your passion and compassion for that person, that handmade card. So instead of going out there buying all these things, make some things and say, look at, because what it says, I put time, I sacrifice. You have a part of me in this card.
That's right.
So do some handmade cards and give them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Twan, I think one of the other small rituals that can be done is to come up with a 6-month monthly pledge of what you are willing to do. You know, for the next 6 months, I'm going to do this. I pledge to do this for and with you. And so you do it for each other for 6 months. So, you know, we always go for a physical checkup. And, you know, I talk about the mental health checkup regularly. Rarely do we do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm talking about is a relationship checkup. And so what it gets you doing is focusing on the relationship, focusing on each other and not on the mess and the stress that doesn't allow you all to do your best over 6 months. You know, here's what I want to do in order to make this relationship stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can do this, and what I'm going to do, I'm committing myself even more, because when you took those vows, you committed. When you said you're going to get together, you committed. So now here's taking it a little further. And every 6 months, you just do. And so you won't be able to get bored because you're always doing something to keep this going.
You know, and what I like, too, is that there's all these different marriage ministries in different churches.
Yes.
And, you know, my husband and I were doing one in another church. But I was telling him this year, I said, we need to go to a marriage conference so we can, and, you know, because people will say, there's nothing wrong with our marriage.
Yes.
Well, there may not be anything wrong with your marriage, but it's also preventive. It can also make your marriage better. It can also help you to see things that you did not see.
That's right. That's right.
So it's not about, oh, my marriage is broke down and I need to go. No.
That's right.
This is preventive.
That's
right. And this is helpful in building that strong covenant with your partner.
That's right. That's right. And so the same way you do a checkup, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? Let me check up and see what's wrong. What do I need to do in order to make this stronger? Are we not communicating? And when you see it, you have to nip it in the bud when it's happening, instead of becoming reactive.
Right.
That's what usually happens when you see it's about to fall apart.
When it's crashing, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And want to do this, make it be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about these abusive situations, because that's not a relationship
it's
anyhow.
Totally different.
But I'm talking about those that you know that are built and they can last, but sometimes things get in the way. But, okay, let's check up. Where are we with each other?
Mm-hmm.
How are we feeling with each other? And don't be afraid to say where you are, where you want to go, and be willing to do something different about it.
Right.
And you mentioned this already, a loving touch a day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a thing called skin hunger, and we talked about that before.
Yes.
Each of us just touching each other, just hugging. And I say to people, even sometimes when you all are having discussions or disagreements, that loving touch, I don't mean that touch of meanness, that
mm-hmm.
touch of anger,
mm-hmm.
that loving touch that says, I love you, honey, come on over here. I know, yeah, I was wrong. I admit I was wrong. I won't do it again. And recognizing that saying I'm sorry doesn't give you permission to come back and do the same thing the
exactly.
next day.
Exactly. Oh, okay? My goodness. Yeah.
Right, because most people think that love means I can keep beating you down, getting you back
mm-hmm.
up. That's not love.
Yeah, yeah. Went through that with the drug abuser.
Right, right.
And,
and not
you know,
going back there anymore.
Yes, apologize. And the next 2 days, do the same thing all over again. Come
right.
back and cry and apologize. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. And then you get caught up in this and enabling that person.
Yes.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about that hug, that touch. And most often, sometimes we, you know, couples get into it and they're doing all sorts of things and they think that sexual love making fix it. It doesn't. Because
it sure
you get
doesn't.
Back up, you got the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you've got to learn how to make love other ways before you go there. And in my book that's coming out, I deal with that whole situation in being able to show that you can have that relationship, and that should not be the base and the basis of relationship. Sex shouldn't have been the one that got you together, and if you need sex to hold you together, after a while it's going to go away.
That's right.
Get older.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be the same.
Absolutely.
And there should be a weekly date night that you all set up, you know, go out once a week. And no matter what happens, Bob calls you to watch the game. Sorry, Bob, this is our weekly date night. And if it's a football game on, then you all might be able to make that date night watching the game together.
Mm-hmm.
And brothers, you might want to make that date night. You might have to watch a movie on one of the channels at HBO or somewhere that you don't want to watch. That's what she wants to do. And Twanda, we can't forget. One of the major rituals is praying together.
Yes.
You pray together each night before going to
mm-hmm,
bed.
Mm-hmm.
And each morning before you leave the house, because what that does is provide a code of protection.
A covering.
Around,
mm-hmm.
around you,
mm-hmm.
each of you, but around the relationship. And it shows God that you know that he has to be the one that holds this together.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
So when you're praying together, it makes a difference. And then one of the last things is learning how to say every day, I love you. Even when you don't feel like saying
mm-hmm.
saying it, I mean it, I just love you. Because, you know, so many times, Juan, the people have gone out and, you know, we have a lot of officers and other people left the house and things happen.
Never
they
came
may not
back
come
home.
Back.
That's right. And the last thing you said was, I hate you.
Right.
Or
right.
I can't stand you. You know, oh, my goodness, you got to live with that.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And so you want to be able to have that touch, to be able to say, I love you. Make those handmade cards, those notes, leave them around. Reminisce. go back, and you'll see within yourself. Remember that song that you all first heard when you got together?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and look it up and put it back on. Okay? So these are the small things that you can do. You're not having to buy a Lamborghini. You're not having to buy minks and furs, because those things will fade away anyhow.
So true.
And the money you would have to take to keep them up, you're taking away from the romance, from that relationship. And so we just want you to be able to see that, hey, there are small rituals that you can use to continuously keep the big romance going and to keep it being built, to keep the sparks going and flying. And these are logs that you're putting on the fire of your relationship just to keep it going in the direction you need for it to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dr. Joyce, tell folks where they can reach out. Are you taking new patients?
I am, Twanda. They can go to my website at www.drjoyce.com. That's www.drjoyce.com. And most certainly trying to get an appointment, calling me at 770-808-6570, 770-808-6570. And Twanda, you know, not only with the patients as far as the psychotherapy is concerned, I do speaking engagements, I do coaching and mm-hmm. all those things. So it's that shop, one stop. Just come and dial that number, and you can most certainly get me.
All right. Dr. Joyce Morley, thank you so much for joining us.